Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understanding Narcissism, A Comprehensive Guide to Understanding, Coping, and Healing from Narcissistic Personality Disorder by Callie Parker is a non-fiction guide focused on narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic behavior, and the effects these patterns can have on relationships and emotional health. Based on its title and available descriptive information, the book is positioned as an accessible psychological resource, rather than a narrow academic text. Its purpose is to help readers recognize narcissistic traits, understand why these traits can become harmful, and consider practical responses when affected by narcissistic dynamics. The book appears to address both sides of the subject, the internal patterns associated with narcissism and the experiences of people who live with, love, work with, or recover from narcissistic individuals. It combines explanatory material about NPD with coping guidance, boundary setting, and healing-oriented advice. Its value lies in translating clinical concepts into language useful for general readers while retaining attention to therapy, self-protection, and recovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narcissism is treated as a spectrum rather than a single fixed label. A central value of the book is its likely distinction between ordinary narcissistic traits and narcissistic personality disorder. This distinction matters because many people show occasional self-focus, defensiveness, or a desire for admiration without meeting the threshold for a clinical personality disorder. By framing narcissism as a spectrum, the book can help readers avoid two common errors, minimizing harmful patterns because everyone can be selfish at times, or labeling every difficult person as a narcissist. A spectrum approach also allows for a more accurate discussion of severity, persistence, relational impairment, and lack of empathy. NPD is not simply vanity or confidence. It involves enduring patterns that affect self-image, emotional regulation, and interpersonal behavior. This framing is especially useful for readers trying to interpret confusing relationships because it shifts attention away from isolated incidents and toward repeated patterns over time. It also supports a more balanced tone. Recognizing that narcissistic traits may be defensive, compensatory, or rooted in psychological vulnerability while still acknowledging the real harm they can cause to others. Secondly, the book connects grandiosity, insecurity, admiration, and narcissistic supply. The available description suggests that Parker explains narcissism through both visible behavior and underlying psychological needs. Grandiosity, entitlement, dominance, and a need for admiration are often the most recognizable features, but they do not fully explain why narcissistic patterns can be so persistent. The idea of narcissistic supply is important because it describes how attention, praise, control, status, or emotional reactions from others can become a way of stabilizing an unstable self-image. This helps readers understand why some narcissistic individuals seek validation intensely and react strongly to criticism, perceived disrespect, or loss of control. The book also appears to recognize vulnerable or sensitive forms of narcissism, where shame, envy, insecurity, or withdrawal may be more prominent than obvious arrogance. This is a useful complication because narcissism does not always look loud or socially dominant. By connecting external behavior to internal regulation, the book offers a more precise explanation than simple moral condemnation. It helps readers see how admiration seeking and emotional reactivity can operate as mechanisms, while still making clear that psychological explanation does not excuse manipulation, cruelty, or abuse. Thirdly, relationship damage is explained through patterns of control. Invalidation and emotional confusion, a major practical focus of the book is the impact of narcissistic behavior on close relationships. Narcissistic dynamics often become harmful not because of one obvious event, but because of repeated patterns that erode clarity and self-trust. These may include criticism, blame shifting, idealization followed by devaluation, emotional withdrawal, gaslighting like denial, or pressure to prioritize the narcissistic person of the relationship. The book appears to treat this impact seriously by linking narcissism to emotional exhaustion, lowered self-esteem, anxiety, and difficulty setting limits. This relational lens is important because people affected by narcissistic behavior often become preoccupied with explaining or fixing the other person rather than assessing the cost to themselves. A guide in this category is most useful when it helps readers identify recurring dynamics instead of only listing traits. Understanding the pattern allows someone to ask practical questions, whether accountability exists, whether boundaries are respected, whether conflict can be repaired, and whether the relationship supports psychological safety. This emphasis makes the book relevant for family, romantic, workplace, and caregiving contexts. Fourthly, boundary setting is presented as a core coping strategy, not a minor communication tool, for readers dealing with narcissistic behavior. the book appears to emphasize boundaries as one of the most important forms of protection. Boundaries are not merely polite requests for better treatment. In narcissistic dynamics, they define what contact, conversation, access, responsibility, and emotional labor a person is willing to accept. This matters because reasoning, persuading, or over-explaining may fail when the other person is invested in control, admiration, or avoidance of accountability. A practical guide should therefore help readers shift from trying to win agreement to deciding what they will do when a limit is crossed. This may include reducing engagement, refusing circular arguments, documenting interactions in high-conflict situations, seeking support, or leaving unsafe relationships when necessary. The book also likely connects boundaries with self-care, because people affected by narcissistic behavior often need to rebuild confidence in their perceptions. The strength of this topic is its realism. It does not depend on changing the narcissistic person first. Instead, it focuses on actions available to the reader, which makes coping advice more usable and less dependent on ideal outcomes. Lastly, healing is framed through therapy, self-understanding, and recovery of personal agency. The book appears to include therapeutic approaches such as cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, psychodynamic therapy, and schema therapy as part of its discussion of change and recovery. For individuals with narcissistic traits or NPD, therapy can address emotional regulation, shame, interpersonal patterns, and distorted self-perception. Although progress may be difficult when insight and accountability are limited, for survivors or affected loved ones, therapy has a different but equally important function. It helps rebuild self-esteem, clarify boundaries, process emotional harm, and reduce the habit of self-blame. This dual emphasis is useful because books on narcissism sometimes focus entirely on identifying the narcissist while giving less attention to recovery after prolonged exposure. Healing in this context involves more than learning terminology. It includes restoring judgment, reconnecting with values, recognizing manipulation, and developing relationships that do not require constant self-erasure. By presenting therapy and support as realistic tools rather than quick cures, the book can offer a grounded path forward. Its approach appears cautious, acknowledging that narcissistic patterns can be resistant to change while still allowing room for recovery and healthier choices. In conclusion, understanding narcissism is best suited for readers who want a clear, practical overview of narcissistic traits, narcissistic personality disorder, and the emotional consequences of narcissistic relationships. It may be especially useful for people who suspect they are dealing with narcissistic behavior in a partner, parent, relative, friend, or workplace relationship, and need language for patterns that feel confusing or destabilizing. It may also serve as an introductory resource for readers interested in how clinical ideas such as grandiosity, vulnerable narcissism, narcissistic supply, and therapeutic intervention relate to everyday life. The practical benefit is likely strongest in its focus on recognition, boundary setting, self-protection, and recovery, rather than only diagnosis. Intellectually, it helps separate narcissism from ordinary selfishness and encourages a more nuanced view of both harm and psychological complexity. Compared with many books in the narcissistic abuse category, its apparent breadth is the differentiating feature. It does not seem limited to survival advice or to a purely clinical explanation of NPD. Instead, it combines conceptual understanding, relational impact, coping strategies, and healing pathways. Readers seeking an academic specialist text may need more rigorous clinical sources, but general readers looking for a structured, compassionate, and practical guide should find its positioning accessible and relevant. And if you would like to support Callie Parker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.